Good morning. How are you? I just want to know, do I look handsome today? I just want to know. I don't know. For those who are listening, one of the kids asked that, or listening, saying, what has that got to do with anything? You have to be here to get that joke. Anyway, but today, when we focus on the readings, being November, we focus on dying. And it's a way that, you know, it shouldn't be one of those things like the gospel says, always be ready, so some people walk around in fear. That's not what we're talking about at all. This Tuesday will be, or would have been, Monsignor Peterson's 94th birthday. He would have been 94 if he'd have been around this Tuesday, but he's in heaven. But I'll never forget the very first time I met him when I was a young seminarian. And he was at the 25th, he started the Sarah Club in Erie. And while he was there, they were celebrating the 25th anniversary. I was a high school seminarian at St. Mark's. And then he gets up and he's talking about when they first started the Sarah Club, you know, it's for vocations and that. And he talked about all the people that started with him. And about half of them had already died. And I remember him sitting there, standing there and saying, oh, and they went before us and, you know, how I wish I was with them instead of here. And I thought, he's a nut. You know, he'd rather be dead than here. You know, who would rather be anywhere else than Erie, Pennsylvania, right? Really? He'd rather be in heaven than on earth? I can't even imagine. But that was my first encounter with him because he had this yearning, huh? And then a couple years later, I go to major seminary. I'm looking at different major seminaries. And my spiritual director up at the seminary was a sister named Sister Joan Wagner, sister of St. Joseph up there, great lady. And I'm sitting in spirituality class. We have to pick, so we had to sit through classes. And in her spirituality class, she started that class that day with, when Jesus calls us to deny our very self, he's asking us to even deny our thoughts. To sit there, and she says, when you wake up in the morning, if you think about yourself and your problems and your day and all the stuff, you're going to spend your whole day focused on self. But the key is to wake up first thing in the morning and think about Jesus. And I thought, well, I don't think I've ever had a day when I woke up and thought about Jesus first. Usually I got to go to the bathroom is what I'm thinking as soon as I wake up. Or whatever. None of you think that, but I'm the only one. But anyway, but I thought, no, I'm thinking about, oh, I got all this stuff to do today. I got all this. And I thought, how is it possible to wake up thinking about Jesus? And that's part of the reality why I started no Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. That if before I... As soon as I turn on the lights, if I go to the Bible and I open the Word of God, I'm thinking of Him first. There I have a picture of the divine mercy. So first thing I do when I open my eyes is I see the divine mercy. Huh? I fall on my knees and I say, Jesus, I love you and I give you my life. You see, this got to be somehow when you and I start thinking, how do we prepare ourselves so that when the day comes and He calls us home, it's no big deal. Remember the story of Enoch in the Old Testament. Enoch is the one person that says in the Old Testament he never died. And so the story goes, the way it's been explained throughout the years, is Enoch, it says, walked every day with God. Every day he walked with God. And one day, while the two of them were walking, God looked at Enoch and says, hey, we're much closer to my home than yours. Why don't you come home with me? And he did. This is where our life goal should be. That every day we think about Jesus when we wake up. Every day we walk with Jesus. And every day when we walk with Jesus, one day Jesus will look at us and say, hey, you're much closer to my home than yours. Come on home. It should never be something we're always afraid of, but something that we look forward to. That's got to be the reality. So what I want to encourage you is do whatever you need to do to make yourself think about God. In the beginning, it'll be contrived. It'll be something you must do, whether it be put a picture above your bed, the first thing you do when you wake up, fall on the knees in the morning, go to the Bible in the morning, and then throughout the day, to maybe if you have one of those watch, every hour it goes ting, and reminds you it's a new hour, to stop at that moment, to say an Our Father, a Hail Mary, a Glory Be, just to say, Jesus, I love you. Do something that every time you do that, you walk with Jesus. Because that got to be the goal of all of our life. To walk with Jesus, to be with Jesus every day. So when a time comes and he calls us home, he doesn't say to us what he said to the virgins that were no good, I did not know you. He'll say, I've always known you. Come home. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.